Today's shiur is Masechta Pesachim, Daf Mem Aleph. We will begin on Daf Mem on the Beis, at the bottom of the Amid, at the Mishnah. Begins the Mishnah, Ein Noisen Kemach L'Toich Charoisus. One may not put any food that has in it flour into a dish called Charoisus. That was a dish made out of different fruits, but amongst with vinegar. And since it has vinegar, as we're going to learn, there's a real concern that it may make the flour chametz. Im nasan, or he may not put it into mustard. Same consideration. Im nasan, if he did, yoichle miyad, he should eat that food immediately before it becomes chametz. Ramei oyser, Ramei says you may not eat the food under any circumstances, not even immediately. So, as we have been discussing, there are different situations of chimutz. You have flour mixed with water. As we know, flour mixed with water, the shear of becoming chametz is 18 minutes. Flour that's mixed with mei peiris, we discussed previously on Daf Lamed Vav, and we learned there when Gamliel holds that it should be burnt immediately, because Gamliel's opinion was that it will become chametz immediately. The Chachamim opinion was that it should be treated as if it was kneaded with water. Whatever we just said is the halacha with water will be the halacha of mei peiris. And the opinion of Yeshua was that you're allowed to make mei peiris, because you're allowed to make you can mix flour with mei peiris as long as there is no water, as we discussed. It's not machmitz at all. And today we're learning about flour that comes in contact with mustard or charoisus, that according to the Tanna Kamma, even Rav Gamliel will agree that they're different than other mei peiris, because you have the mustard there, you have the vinegar there, and Ramei's opinion is that it's like mei peiris, according to Rav Gamliel, that you should burn it. The Miri explains that our Mishnah speaks about putting something with flour into charoisus, putting it into chardol. And the Miri explains that there has to be water. The Miri says, according to the Miri, it doesn't make a difference if there's water or not, it seems. But according to the Rosh, there has to be water here. Because if there is no water here, as we said a moment ago, mei peiris itself, the opinion of most Rishonim is that mei peiris aren't machmitz. So it can't be that there's any water here. But again, points out the Pnei Yeshua, as we've discussed previously, this is actually the subject of a machlokes Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam of the opinion that mei peiris aren't machmitz unless there's water. And therefore they would say the same here, perhaps. But Rashi holds that mei peiris are machmer by themselves, a machmitz by themselves, there would be no need for water. So they used to have these chardol, and the charoisus were used as a dip, and they put, and now the question is, what ability do they have or not have to be machmitz? Continues the Mishnah. Eim mevashlam as a Pesach. The halacha is that the Torah HaKadosh, when it speaks about the carbon Pesach, says, Atoich memenu no, you may not eat with it when it's not properly cooked. We will discuss what is the shear of no. Uboshel b'mushlam avayim, mushlam avayim, nor may you eat it when it's boiled in water. The only way you're allowed to eat it is ki im tzli eish. The Torah HaKadosh says that the Karban Pesach should be only eaten when it's roasted. The Pash Pshat that wrote most Rishonim explain is that the Bnei Melochim, the important people, when they ate meat, they would eat the meat roasted. And therefore, on Pesach by night, we want to eat the meat in that same fashion that we want to eat it in a as B'nai Melachim eating it roasted. Another pshat that the Chinuch suggests, the Mitzvah Zayin, is that the Korban Pesach is eaten to commemorate the way we left Mitzrayim. And we know that when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, they left Mitzrayim b'chipazon. They were in a rush. And they couldn't, and when you need to eat meat, apparently the meat gets prepared quicker when it's, the meat gets prepared quicker when it's roasted versus when it's cooked. So to commemorate the chipazon, we have to eat it roasted. Now the Mishnah goes back to halacha Avol Sochen, but we could shmear the Korban Pesach as we are roasting it, Matbilan Oisoi, or as we're eating the Korban Pesach, we could dip it in Mashkin Mei Peiris. The question, of course, is why isn't that considered when we're Sochen or Matbilan that we're doing Bishul? So the Rishonim explain that what the Mishnah means, this is the way the opinion of most Rishonim, is not that we're allowed to shmear it before we eat it. As we're eating it, we want to eat it that way. So the fact that it doesn't lose the category of being tzli just because we're shmearing it as we're eating it. That's just the way people eat meat. They eat meat by dipping it into different dips. That doesn't mean that it's not tzli anymore. Now we go back to the halacha of chametz. Meitash mishoy shal nachtem. The halacha is that the baker used to put his hands into cold water when he's working with the matzah, yishafchu. That water that he puts his hands into should be immediately spilled out, neisha mechmitzim, because there's always pieces of dough in that water, and that those pieces of dough that are settled in that water become chametz. The question that we need to discuss before we go into the Gemara is that our Mishnah continues, as is the subject of this parak, speaking about Hilchos Chametz, the beginning of the Mishnah and the end of the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah in the middle speak about Korban Pesach? So the Maram Chalava explains, because as we just discussed, the Korban Pesach may be put into different dips, which are like Charoises of Chardel, are examples of dips. So our Mishnah began by teaching us that we have a concern when we put something with flour into Charoises and Chardel, but that doesn't change the halacha that we could put the Korban Pesach in it. And why? What's the chiddush? And the chiddush is that we would think that by putting the Korban Pesach in these dips, which are very sharp, take away the taste of the Korban Pesach. That's why our Mishnah comes to teach us that even though we're not allowing flour to be put into these dips, we could be more lenient when it comes to putting a Korban Pesach into dips. Another pshat, the Rabbeinu David says, that we learned in a previous Mishnah, the Aflamates Amid Beis, that a woman shouldn't put into water different bran that she uses to clean her hands, but she could use it when she's dry. So that's also the same type of situation of smearing on top of something. When may you, when may you not? And that's why it's brought in this Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Amar of Kahana, the machloikas we had in our Mishnah, under what circumstances we could put flour into charoises and chardel, Amar of Kahana machloikas is latoy chardel. That's where the Chum said you could eat it immediately, and because of the vinegar, and it doesn't allow it to become immediately chametz. And Rameyer is machmer even by chardel, by mustard. Avol l'toy charoises, when we put it into charoises, which is not as sharp as chardel, it doesn't have the same amount of vinegar, apparently. L'divrei hakol, there we don't have the vinegar preventing the machloikis, preventing the chimutz, and because it doesn't prevent the chimutz, the reakol, everybody agrees that yisarif miyad, it has to be burnt immediately. Tanya mihochi, einais akam lotach charoisiv, v'nosin yisarif miyad. Don't, when it comes to charoisiv, burn it immediately. Lotach chardel, remei oim yisarif miyad, even by mustard, remei says burn it immediately. V'cham oimrim, and the cham hold, yorich miyad, that you could eat it immediately. So we learned pshat is that it really depends on the level of sharpness. The Ram Chalva says a different pshat, that when people would dip food in chardel because it's so sharp, they wouldn't let it sit there. And because they wouldn't let it sit there, the chances of becoming chametz weren't as great. When they put food into charoisis, they let it sit there longer. Amar Rav Huna b'Reid of Yehuda, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, halacha divrei chachamim. The halacha is like the chachamim, that if you put it into chardol, if you eat it immediately, it's fine. As the Tzlach points out, why do we have to say the halacha is chachamim? Don't we know that the halacha always is that yoch v'rabim halacha k'rabim? The answer is to teach us that even according to chachamim, there are shiurim. We can't put it into the chardol. We just have to eat it right away. As we're going to learn. When you just commented that the halacha is like the chachamim, what did you want to mean? What did you mean? Did you mean regarding the halacha of charoisis, that when you put flour into charoisis, that's the halacha is you could eat it, but you have to eat it immediately? Or did you only mean to speak regarding the halacha by chardol, that there we're going to be lenient? But by charoisis, as we explained, since it's not that sharp, we're not going to be lenient. Amalei, so Rav Huna responded, L'may nafkamina, why do you need to know this? Says the Gemara, L'Rav Kahana, I want to know because I need to understand based on what Rav Kahana said at the beginning of the shiur. Dom Rav Kahana, we said at the beginning of the Gemara, the Rav Kahana said, Machloikus, the Machloikus of Chomer HaMeir is L'toich HaChardol, only by the mustard. Aval Toich HaChareusis, but it comes to Toich HaChareusis, the Rehakol Yisorf Miyad. And I want to know, do you agree with Rav Kahana or not? Amalei, L'shmili, K'lai Malei Sfirli. I don't agree with Rav Kahana's distinction. I don't agree with Rav Kahana's distinction that he made between Chardol and HaChareusis. So the Tzlach and other Achroinim ask that they don't understand the Gemara's question, L'may nafkamina. Yes, we paskin that the Chach is like the Chachamim, but of course we have to understand, therefore, what is the opinion of the Chachamim? So what's the Gemara's question, L'may nafkamina? So he explains that Rav Kahana misunderstood Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. And he said that by charoisis, I could understand why he said halacha kechamim. By chardol, there's no point to say the halacha, because even Rav Meir doesn't disagree by the charoisis. By chardol, that's when, and the question was, where do we have the machloikis, where not? And the question that he therefore wanted to understand is if there's a situation where they're not arguing, it's not possible to say halacha. We only say halacha when they argue. Amar Rav Ashi, Kavasid Rav Kahana Mistabra. Even though he said that he doesn't agree with Rav Kahana, it makes sense to follow the opinion of Rav Kahana. Dom Shmuel, Ein Halacha Rav Yossi. We discussed on Daf Mem, on an Aleph, that Rav Yossi says that vinegar, if you have barley that you soaked, and then you put it into vinegar, the vinegar prevents chimutz. My love, tzemusi d'loim tzumas. Don't we see from there that their Shmuel disagrees with Rabbi Yossi and says that not only does vinegar prevent chimutz, hachemui machama, it makes chomets. And therefore, since he held that vinegar makes chomets, so therefore in charoisis, where there is vinegar, the halacha ought to be that you can't put anything with flour into it. And therefore, it's obvious that Shmuel holds like Rav Kahana, that they only argued by chardol, but by charoisis, where there is vinegar, and a decent amount of vinegar, everybody will agree that it's osur. Says the Gemara, that isn't compelling proof that we need to understand that Shmuel holds that vinegar not only doesn't prevent chimutz, but it actually accelerates chimutz. Maybe the way to understand is loy demuloy mitzmas matzamis. It doesn't prevent chimutz, but loy chamul chama, it doesn't make chimutz either. So we learned in the Mishnah, Eim of Hashem is a Pesach. We're not allowed to cook the current Pesach. Loy b'mashkin v'loy b'may peiros. We're not allowed to cook the current Pesach in anything. Tana Rabbanan, as we spoke regarding the current Pesach, b'mayim, the Torah says that we're not allowed to cook the current Pesach b'mayim. Ein li elo b'mayim. So I would think that current Pesach may not be boiled in water. B'shar mashkin minayim. How do we know that it may not be boiled in other types of liquid as well? Amar to kal v'chomer. Says the Gemara, I'm going to make a kal v'chomer. Omar mayim shem afigim tamam. Water doesn't affect the taste of the meat in which you boil it. Still, asurim, the Torah HaKadosh says that you're not allowed to cook Karban Pesach in water, shamashkim. So other fruit juices, shemefigim tamam, that certainly change the taste of the Karban Pesach, like koshkein, that they would be asur. So the Miches Chinuch asks a question. He says that we learned the other day that any kal v'chomer which tchilosoi lahachmer v'soif lahakel, that if it would make, if it starts with a chumra and ends with a kula, is not to be considered a kal v'chomer. So he asks, this kal v'chomer, is that type of a kal v'chomer? Yes, at the beginning it comes to teach us that not only may we may not cook the Karban Pesach in fruit juice, in water, but we may not even cook it in fruit juice, but then it creates a kula, because just like Karban Pesach, which is cooked in water, doesn't become nicer. A Karban Pesach that will be cooked in fruit juice won't be nicer either. So why, asked the Miches Chinuch, based on that Gemara, is this considered a legitimate kal v'chomer? So the Miches Chinuch, so the Rebbe Chanan and others explain that the halacha of cooking and the halacha of nicer do not necessarily travel together. And therefore, it'll still be nicer no matter what you cooked it in, and therefore it's a legitimate kal v'chomer. The Tzlach also explains that we have a halacha, the emas hir min adin. Based on a kal v'chomer, we can't establish lavin. And we're saying that based on this kal v'chomer, if somebody's going to cook a Karban Pesach and fruit juice, he'll be over the lav, which we're going to discuss extensively in our shiur today, Mitzvah Shem, if there's malchus and how many malchus there are for eating a Karban Pesach that was cooked. So he answers that this, Tosfos discusses this, and this is the way the Tzlach explains it, that this is not considered a kal v'chomer of Mazhir min adin. This is going to be considered a gilui milsa. That the Gemara is showing us that when the Torah said the word boshel mevushel b'mayim, it did not strictly mean water, it meant all types of juice. And that's not considered a kal v'chomer that we should have the problem of Mazhir min adin. Rebbe Omer b'mayim, the Torah says that you can't cook the Karban Pesach b'mayim, only el b'mayim, only water. B'shar mashkin minayim. How do we know we're not allowed to cook the Karban Pesach in any type of liquid? Tamlayim b'boshel b'moshel. From here I learn mikol mokim. So the Mizrahi asks that here the Torah is saying that because the Torah says this double wording of b'voshel, boshel, b'voshel, that's a raya that the Torah came to teach us that you're not allowed to cook the Karban Pesach in any type of liquid. Ask the Mizrahi that we find many times that when the Gemara has this issue, that the Torah uses a double wording, the Torah says, Dibre Torah, Koloshin, B'nei Adam. So why over here don't we just say that the Torah said, Boshem Avushal, Dibre Torah, Koloshin, B'nei Adam? That's the way the Torah expresses itself, but it's not here to teach us a limud. So he gives two very important terutzim. One terutz, he says, is that we only say Dibre Torah, Koloshin, B'nei Adam when we don't have a better teretz. But when we have a situation that we could explain the pasuk without needing to say Dibre Torah Koloshim Bnei Adam, that certainly is preferable. The other pshat that he says, that we only say Dibre Torah Koloshim Bnei Adam, is when the two words are identical. Boshel Mevushel, although they certainly represent the same concept, they're not identical. And therefore, we don't say the retarded kulash minay adam. Ask the Gemara my benayu. So we had two ways of understanding that if you cook the Karban Pesach in any type of liquid, you're over. What's the nafkamina? Answers the Gemara, ikavanai tzlei keder. If you made it into a pot roast, not that you brought other liquids, but you cooked it in its own juices. According to Chachamim, they learned that the Issa Bishul is from a kavachayim, from mayim, so we can't learn pot roast from there. Because there, we brought a different liquid. We brought the water to boil it in. However, according to the Mandama that learns it from the drasha, the Torah says strictly roast it, don't cook it in any fashion. Rabbanan asked the Gemara, the Rabbanan who learned that you're not allowed to cook the Karban Pesach in any type of liquid through a kal v'chomer, high Boshel Mavushel May Avdalei, what would they do with this pasuk? Answers the Gemara, Mebayle Chetanya. They need it for what we learned in this Braisa, where the Braisa says, Bishlo, if you cook the Karban Pesach, Vakach Tzoloi, and then you roast it, Oish Tzoloi, or you roasted it, Vakach Bishloi, and then you boiled it, Yechayiv, because you were over the Esser of Bishlo, no matter how you did it. Now, of course, the Tzlach and the Pnei Yeshua discuss how will Rebbe, who used Bishlam Avishal, know this halacha? So they say the way he will know it is because the Torah not only said Bishlam Avishal, but the Torah changed the wording, Bishlam Avishal. The fact that the Torah changed the wording is here to teach us this halacha. Points out the Gemara. Bishlam Avishal Vachach Tzoloi, if you boiled it and then roasted it, I could understand why you're chayiv. Dabashli, you cooked it first, and the Torah says that you're not allowed to cook the Karban Pesach. But ask the Gemara, Avet Solav Akach Bishloi, if you roasted it and then boiled it, Hatzliyeshu, once you roasted it, it's considered Sliyesh. So if it's considered Sliyesh, why are you chayiv afterwards? Answers the Gemara, Amr of Kahana, Hamani, who is the Tana of this Braisa? Rabbi Yossi. It follows the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. The Tanya, Yoitzin Barakik, you could be Yoitzin the Chiv of Mitzvah Achilas Matzah with a thin matzah, Hashari, that was dipped into water after it was baked. Umavushal, you could be Yoitzin the Mitzvah Matzah with matzah that was boiled, shloi nimuach, that didn't get dissolved. And therefore, it's still considered lecher, according to Rameyer. Rabbi Yoitzi Omer, Yoitzim Rukha Kashari, yes, you could be Yoitzi with a matzah that was soaked in water, avaloi ben voshel, not with a matzah that was boiled, api shloi nimuach, even if it wasn't dissolved. What do we see according to Rabbi Yoitzi? That even though we have something that was baked, but after it was baked, it gets boiled, now it's not considered baked, it's considered boiled. And that's the same thing vice versa. If something was roasted and then it was cooked, the halacha will be that now it's considered mevushal. Ulama, I feel tem Rameyer. Even Rameyer would agree. Why? Shani hacha, because even though by matzah he'll be more lenient, he'll agree that by Karban Pesach we have to be machmer. The Torah, by emphasizing boshem avoshel, what the Torah is trying to teach us is that if it was boiled at any point, even though it was boiled after it was roasted, it's still going to be considered asr. So here the Gemara taught us that b'di'evid yoitzin Burkuk Ashari. If you have a person that can't eat matzah, so he could soak it in water, the halacha is that he may do so. Certainly, everybody agrees that that's only b'di'evid. If Baruch Hashem, one is comfortable in being, one is able to eat the matzah in the regular way, of course, that is the proper way of eating matzah. The question that I saw that the Paiskim discuss is if you have a person who can't chew matzah, so he has two options. He could either put the matzah into water, as we're discussing here, or he could crumble. He can make it into like a powder and swallow it that way. Which way is better? And the Bi'ur Halacha seems to take the opinion that both are only b'dievets. This is in Siman Tav Samach Aleph, and therefore it seems that either option for a person who has no option is really not better. We just learned a very important halacha, that even if you have something which is roasted, but you cook it afterwards, the halacha is that it's considered at this point cooked. And therefore, the Prima Godim in Hilchos Shabbos, Orech Chaim Siman Shin Yud Ches, Sif Katan Vav, says that based on our sugya, that according to Rabbi Yossi, if you started with a baked matzah and then you boiled it, the matzah is not considered matzah because now it's considered mevushel. The same halacha will be regarding Shabbos, that even though on Shabbos there's a halacha that ein bishul acha bishul, that if something is cooked, it's not considered cooked again. Yes, the halacha differentiates between a davar lach, something that's a liquid, and a davar yovesh, something which is not a liquid. That's only if we're going to cook again something that was cooked, or we're going to roast again something that was roasted. But let's say we're going to have mevashlach atzliya, the example that we're learning in our Gemara, that something that was roasted and now I'm cooking it, that's going to be also on Shabbos, albeit only midrabbanan. And therefore the halacha will be that bishul acha bishul is mutter, afia acha bishul or bishul acha afia will be asr. Tan rabbanan yochet salakot tzarchai, somebody who over roasted the Karm Pesach yechayiv should be chayiv for doing so. That should not be considered roasted. Tamaloymer says the Gemara, the Brisa says, No, if it's not cooked enough, or if it's boiled, the Torah says you may not eat that Karm Pesach. But not if it's overcooked. If it's over roasted, it's still in the category of tzli. Heichi dami, ask the Gemara what was meant when we speak about being over roasted. Daloch says the Gemara, the shavi charucha, that it was made into like coals, that even though it's burnt, daloch is that it's still considered tzli. Tana boron, yochol, och kazayis chai, that you ate a piece of the Karm Pesach, a kazayis of the Karm Pesach when it's raw, yechayiv, because you didn't do what the Torah says. Tam Leimer says the Brice, the Basuk says, Al Tachel Menu no Boshel Mevoshel, no Zosel, Boshel, boiled is also Matiloch, Vloichai, but it's not when it's raw. Yochel, Ye Mutter, so I would think that maybe L'chatchila, you're allowed to eat it when it's raw. Tam Leimer Kim Tzlei Eish. The Torah wants us to eat the Karm Pesach when it's roasted. Hey Chidami, no. Ask the Gemara, what is the definition of no? Amra, k'da amri parsoi, like the parsoi say, ava noim. No is when it's in the category of ava noim. And the machloikis rishonim, what that means, which is a machloikis rishonim that we have in many places in Shas. Because in many places in Shas, particularly in Hilchos Shabbos, and Hilchos Bishul Akum, the halacha speaks about machl ben drusoi. And there too, there's a question of what machl ben drusoi is. Is machl ben drusoi cooked a third, or is machl ben drusoi, the opinion of Rashi, or is machl ben drusoi a half, half cooked, the opinion of the Rambam? And whatever their opinions will be regarding machl ben drusoi, that's going to be the same definition by Karm Pesach, that's no. Says the Gemara, Amar Chesda, Hamavasho, if somebody takes something and cooks it in the hot springs of Tveria on Shabbos, he's potter. If he did it b'shogeg, he's not chayiv a chatos, if he did it b'mezid, he's not chayiv misa, because that is not considered the malachas bishul. Pesach shebishul b'chamet feria, and then the Gemara discusses if you cook the current Pesach in the chamet feria, chayiv, you chayiv for boiling, that you ate the current Pesach as it's boiled. So of course, the Rishonim and Achronim all discuss extensively how is it possible to have a Korban Pesach boiled in the Chametz Tveria. The Chametz Tveria is in Tveria, and in Tveria, the Korban Pesach may not be taken out of Yerushalayim. So one teretz that they give, going back to Gemara that we discussed earlier in this perek, that if in the time of Noiv and Givon, in that period of our history, they were allowed to eat Kachim Kalim, not only by the Mishkan. So it's talking during that period of our history of Noiv given. The Ben Yayada explains that the Gemara's question isn't if it, a practical question. The Chametz Tveria are in Tveria. The question is, if in Yerushalayim there were springs, like the hot springs, like there are in Tveria, what would be the halacha if you boiled it in that? Is that considered boshel mevushel? Another pshat that they suggest is that there were, if they have a pipe leading all the way from Tveria to Yerushalayim, and therefore the Chametz Tveria are being brought all the way from Yerushalayim, from Tver to Yerushalayim, they have this direct pipe. Another question would be, what would be the halacha? Another pshat that is, the Yad Yitzchak gives this explanation, is that of course, if you took the Korban Pesach out to the Chametz Tveria, you're over the lav of cooking, of taking the Korban Pesach out of Yerushalayim. But now the Gemara's question is, that lav, you were certainly over. Now the Gemara also wants to discuss, are you over another lav? Is that considered boshel mevushel? A teretz that the Imre Emes suggests that we're speaking that we put the water of the Chametz Tveria into a thermos bottle. And the question is, if you put now the Korban Pesach into that thermos bottle, is that considered as if it's cooked? Is that considered boshel mevushel? Which of course opens up the discussion if putting a food on Shabbos into a thermos bottle would be considered bishul. And the Ragachover in the Tzofnas Paneach in fact says that putting something into a thermos bottle on Shabbos is usur because of bishul. And he even held that putting something into the thermos bottle before Shabbos may be usur because of atmana. So again, ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, Maishna b'Shabbos. So ask the Gemara, why if you cook something in the Chametz Tveria in Shabbos, the loy, it's not considered bishul? Because told us Eish Binin, it's only considered fire if it's cooked on a fire, not in a hot spring. And therefore, if you cook something in the hot spring, it's not considered cooking. Pesach Nami, asked the Gemara, Lav told us Eishi. So why should it be considered boshel mevushel? Answers the Gemara, Amar Rava Maichayv Diktani. What is the issur that you over when you cook the Korban Pesach in the Chametz Tveria? The cover, Mishum, the Torah says, Al Toichel Menem No. The Torah says you should eat it Tzli Eish. And if it was cooked in the Chametz Tveria, it's not considered Tzli Eish. So the Eglei Tal asks a question. How are we comparing Hilchos Shabbos to Hilchos Korban Pesach? When we speak about Shabbos, the fact that it to be taken into consideration is the malacha. Did you do a malacha or not? And if since it's not norm, it's not derech bishul to cook something in toldos ha'ish, that's why it's not considered ma'aseh bishul. Regarding Pesach, it's not what we're looking for. Is not the act. We're looking for the result. If the Korban Pesach wasn't roasted, it was boiled. That's not the way you're supposed to eat the Korban Pesach. So the Eglei Tal says that the way we have to understand Hilchos Shabbos is not just that it's ein derech bishul. The Torah gives a certain way that bishul is done. And if it's not done that way, it's not bishul. And therefore, if it's not bishul, it doesn't make the food mevushal. And therefore, they're the same. Says the Gemara of Chiyah Berei, the Rav Nos Masal Hodor of Chizda, Behedya. Amar of Chizda, he said it explicitly. Amar of Chizda, Hamavash b'chei t'veri b'shabes potor, b'shet Pesach shabishl b'cham t'veri chayiv, sh'ovar tzliyesh. The Torah wants us to eat the current Pesach roasted. This is not roasted. Amar Rava, Ochlono, if you ate the current Pesach when it's in the category, when it's the status of no, loike, shtayim, you get two malchus. One for the lav of al toichlu memenu no, and one for al toichlu memenu ki'im tzlei esh. Similarly, mevushal, if you eat the carbon pesach boiled, loike shtayim, you're going to get two sets of malchus. One for the lav of al toichlu memenu no, boshal mevushal memayim, and one for ki'im tzlei esh. If you ate a kezayis of the carbon pesach no, and then you ate another kezayis of the Karm Pesach Mevushal, loike shalish, you'll get three malchus. One for the lav of al-toichlu menu no, one for the lav of al-toichlu menu ubushal mevushal mamayim, and one for ki'im tzli'esh, you'll end up with three lavin. Abaya says that ain't loike the lav shabaklolos. The lav that we said of ki'im tzli'esh, which includes many different, every type of cooking besides roasting. So that's in the category on lav shebeklolos. And on lav shebeklolos, which has in it many different lavim, you don't get malchus. Ikadamri, but there's a different version how to understand what Abaya says. The other version has that Abaya says, tartu de loyloki, you don't get two malchus. That means if you ate the Karm Pesach when it was no, or you ate the Karm Pesach when it was mevushal, that you were over the general lav of al toichlu menu ki'im tzli'esh, and you also over the lav of the specific lavs, achadus means lucky. However, in a situation when it was cooked in chamit tferia, where you're not going to get the lav of boshel mevushal mevayim, because you didn't cook it in toldos ha'esh, as we explained on Amud Aleph, and you're not going to get a lav for no, because it wasn't roasted at all. There, Abaya says that you'll get at least the lav for the general lav. So in other words, the way to understand the difference between the two lashonis of Abaya, according to the first lashon, you'll never get a malchus for the lav shebeklolos. According to the second lashon, you'll get it in a situation where there is no other, where if you're not getting another malchus, you'll get this malchus. Ikadamri, chadunami lucky, that you wouldn't get even one lav. You'll never get a lav for that lav, because it's a lav shemeklolos, the lamiyach the lav, because it's not a specific lav. And malchus, the model for malchus, is the lav of chasima. The Torah says, loisachsim shor bedishoy, that we're not allowed to muzzle an animal. That is put next to the din of malchus. We learn from there that loisachsim shor bedishoy becomes the model for all lavin. Since it becomes the model for all lavin, it has to be similar to that. What is it similar? Loisachsim shor bedishoy speaks about many different. There are many different halachas learned from that. What's relevant to our shiur today is that it's a lav that's specific to one isser. But when it speaks about many isurim, the tzli'esh lav speaks about that it's not allowed to be no, that's not allowed to be boshel mevushel, that's not allowed to be chamei tferia. That's not like the lav of loisachsim, and you can't get malchus for it. The Gemara brings a similar machlokes regarding a nazar. The Torah Akdosha speaks about a nazar, and the Torah says, "Mikol shiyasa migefen ayayin, any byproduct of grapes, mechazanim, mechatzanim, or the pits, vatzag, or the peat, or the skin, lo yoichel. A kainim, a nazar may not eat." Rava Omer, so Rava again says, "Ochol zag, if the nazar ate the skin of a grape, loike shtayim, he gets two malchus. One is for the lav of zog lo yoichel, and fun is for the lav mikol shiyasa miget for the yain lo yoichel. Chartzen, if he ate the pits, lo kishtayim. Zag v'chartzen, if he ate both the skin and the pits, lo kisholish, one for zag, one for chatzanim, and one for the general lav. Abay oima ain loikin a lav shebeklolos. And here too, we have the machloikis, how to understand Abay's opinion. Ikad amri tarti hu deloki, you don't get two malkis, chodos mi loki, but you will get one for the particular. Ikad amri chadina mi loki, delam yach le lav, to my lav de chasima. Tana baron, och kazayis no, beboy joim. If somebody ate from the current Pesach, a kazayis in the status of no, on Erev Pesach, Potter. He won't get Malkus. Kazayis no, Mechashech Shecha. But if you ate it at night, Yechayiv. Because the Isser of eating the Karm Pesach no only applies in the Zman, which is the Zman for eating the Karm Pesach. Ochel Kazayis Sli, Mibay Joim. If you eat a Kazayis of the roasted Karm Pesach on Erev Pesach, Loi Posol Atzmoy Menei Chabura. The Karm Pesach, we know, has to be eaten with a group. You have to register yourself to be part of that group. And the halacha is, if you ate the Karm Pesach in the wrong time, and if you eat from the Karm Pesach at night, not with your group, you become expelled from your group. But eating the Karm Pesach on Erev Pesach is not the Zman of Achila. And since it's not the Zman of Achila, you don't become disqualified from being a member of your group. However, therefore, if you eat a kazayis tzli mishech shecha, if at night you eat a kazayis of the Karm Pesach, not together with your group, posel atzmoy b'mnei chabura, you now become disqualified from being a member of your group. But of course, the Meches Chinuch points out you have to eat at least a kazayis, because we have throughout halacha, we've discussed this many times. Ein achila pachs mikazayis. If you don't eat a kazayis, that's not considered a achila. Tanya idach, yochel och kazayis no mi bo yoyim. There's a different brisa that we would think, says the brisa, that if you ate a kazayis of the current Pesach on Erev Pesach, yichayiv, you should be over the lav of al toichlu memenu no, v'dinhu. And we can make the following kavachomer. If at night, when we're obligated to eat a kazayis of roasted Karm Pesach, if you eat it not completely roasted, you're over the lav. When you have no chiv to eat the Karm Pesach, eating the Karm Pesach on Erev Pesach should certainly be considered a significant aveira or law. Or we could make another argument. I can make the argument that you're not allowed to eat non Erev Pesach, and maybe we'll say that the Isser is only on Erev Pesach. Because when the Torah says that you're not allowed to eat it raw, that's when you're not allowed to eat it roasted. You're not supposed to eat the Karm Pesach, Erev Pesach. That's when there's an Isser to eat it raw. However, but when you eat the Karm Pesach, when there's a mitzvah to eat it, maybe then you're not going to be over the lav. And the Gemara says, why would I say that? Why would I say that in the time when we're mechuyev to eat the Karm Pesach, there is no iser no? Because we find, an Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat the Karm Pesach under any circumstances. So that's why, but on Pesach by night, you're allowed to eat the Karm Pesach. So since on Pesach by night, you're allowed to eat the Karm Pesach. So once you're allowed to eat the Karm Pesach, maybe the Torah allows us to eat it not also. Tamaloymer says the Braisa, Al Tachmanu no, Uvosha Bavosha Mamayim, Kim Tzliyesh. Shein Tamaloymer, Kim Tzliyesh. Why does the Torah repeat Tzliyesh? The Torah already said in the previous Pasuk, Vachlu Esabosu Belayla Zeh Tzliyesh. Matam loyma. Why did the Torah repeat kiyum tzliyesh? Loyma lach to teach us. B'shor sheyesh to become a chal tzli. When the Torah tells us that we should eat roasted Karm Pesach, then yesh to be b'al teichel no. There's an issa to eat it when it's no. B'shor she'ena become a chal tzli. But when there is no mitzvah to eat it roasted, ena be'al teichel no. There's no issa to eat it no. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Ekra ni basho. The Torah should have said that you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach boiled, it should have said boshel. Ma tam loimu, why did the Torah add the word mevoshel? Shiyochel ein li el kishabishlo mechashecha. I would think that when does the Isser of eating boiled Pesach apply? It's only if you boiled it at night. Bishlam by joim, but if you boiled it on Erev Pesach, Menayin, that the Issa of Boshel Mevushel will apply. Tamalaymer, Boshel Mevushel Mekom Makoyim, whenever you cook it, it falls into the category of Boshel Mevushel. Ask the Gemara, Vay Boshel Mevushel, Afke Rebbe, Rebbe himself, on Amud Aleph, used the Boshel Mevushel to teach us Litzlik Heder, that we're not allowed to make the Korban Pesach in a pot roast, or the Shamashkin, that we're not allowed to cook the Korban Pesach, not just in water, may we not boil it, but we're not allowed to boil it in any liquid. Answers the Gemara. Rebbe says I can learn both from this Pasuk. Because if so, Im Kain, if that was all that the Torah was coming to teach us, that we're not allowed to have Tzli Keder, we're not allowed to have Boshel B'Shar Mashkin, Lay Mekra, Oy Boshel Boshel, Oy Mevushel Mevushel, and we would have been able to learn that lesson. My Boshel Mevushel, not only does the Torah repeat the word Boshel, but it changes the way it's written, Shema Mignotati, to teach us two halachas. One halacha is that you can't Tzlik Heder and Shar Mashkin are not acceptable. And the halacha also is that any time you boil it, not only if you boil it at night is there a problem, but even if you boil it Erev Pesach in the afternoon, is that Asur.